The vote has been completed. Councilman Richardson, nay. Councilman Jarrett, aye. Councilwoman Rice, aye. Councilwoman Meese, aye. Councilman Snow, aye. Councilman Powell, aye. Thank you, everybody, for your patience with our process. Thanks to everyone who wanted to serve. Really appreciate you being willing to step forward.
Absolutely. Heather Lindsay, the mayor of Milton City Council. Mayor Milton, of course, she runs the city council, essentially. And last night announcing the only controversy of the night at all, of the appointment, was that you had one city council member who actually thought that Jaslyn Franklin ought to be the replacement for Ward 4. Everybody else picked Sherry Sebastio, and so that's all done. Ward 3, you had Robert Leake unanimously selected. Well, it was 5-1, but then they unanimously agreed. In the other one, she was 4-1-1, and then they agreed 5-1 to appoint her. So there you go, all done. At that meeting, of course, as he is at all of the city council meetings, is city manager for the city of Milton, Randy Jorgensen. He joins us now by phone. Randy, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. I appreciate the welcome and the opportunity to speak.
Absolutely. Very simple process. They have now been installed, and I assume there's a little bit of education to get from here to there, as all new legislators get, but you got down to business last night, right, already with the new legislators?
We did. Generally it takes not an insignificant amount of time to acclimate yourself to your office. The material we cover is varied, wide. It simply isn't one topic or one focus area. When you look at units of government, it's not how big or how small they are. That's just digits and numbers. The roles are the same.
Yeah, and as you say, the scope of concerns and of knowledge that you have in order to make decisions about running a city, as you well know as the city manager, I mean, it's quite enormous, in addition to all the protocols for what you can and can't do, like under the Sunshine Law and all that kind of stuff. I know one of the topics that you guys had last night, you were going to give an update on the wastewater treatment plant. This has been a big surprise for a lot of us who were expecting, hey, smooth sailing ahead. Not so much. Where do we stand right now?
Well, I was expecting smooth sailing ahead. We had an estimate of total project cost. We raised the capital required to achieve our objective. We opened bids that came in tens of millions more than what was anticipated. That's a little bump in the road.
Yeah.
Especially when you work for 24, 36 months to put together $28.5 million to build the plant and the associated sundry items that go along with it that are not insignificant in their own right. We're in the process of negotiating with our low bidder to reduce the cost of construction of the plant. We're trying to find a suitable location for the rapid infiltration basin. And that determines a number of other things, to include line length to get the effluent to the rapid infiltration basins, size of the pumps to move it, and a list of 1,000 other items. Right now, we plan on holding a workshop on May 8th we'll schedule it for 2.5 hours. I don't know if it'll go that long, with subject matter experts to primarily educate the public on where it is we're at, where we came from, and where we're going. We've got a number of sites that we think may work for the infiltration basins. That remains to be seen. The geotech work hasn't been done on that land at this point. We'll wait for that work to be conducted and see where we go from there.
Yeah, and I think, as you well know, on complex topics like this, part of the challenge is the public wants to have their input, making sure that they're up to speed with all the relevant information the same way your city council members need to be up to speed on making their decisions. And it's good. I mean, it's good to educate the public and obviously to take their input. So that'll be coming up, you said, in May, so we'll look forward to that. You guys also had a city audit, and the results came back. And as far as good news goes, this is about as good as it gets, right?
Yeah, it's a clean audit, which is the highest grade, per se, that you can obtained for an audit, and we're accustomed to getting that type of result in our audits. The finance department does a great job of managing our financial affairs on an annual basis. It's not insignificant money that we're responsible for. Operating budget's about $10 million. We push through our books about $29 million annually. It's real money. A lot of transactions, and when it comes to local government, it's every penny. It's wonderful when you get those type of results. We look forward to the audit each year. We've got a good team that comes in and evaluates what we've done. I think we're in sound financial condition. The one item that continues to challenge us from a capital standpoint is that treatment plant.
Yeah. Well, and, as we hope there will be a solution forthcoming that will not be, ideally we could bring it in at budget, but, I think if we can just get it even close with an alternate solution, I think we'd all be pretty thrilled about that. And, especially given some of the turmoil that people have seen in city council recently, getting a clean audit is a nice reassuring moment, I think, for a lot of folks in the Milton area. Randy Jorgensen, he is the Milton City Manager, joins us after a city council meeting. Randy, thanks so much for the time, and I don't know how often you hear it, but I certainly appreciate what you all do administering government. It's not easy. There's a lot of details, a lot of difficult decisions, and I appreciate the work that you do, sir.
Well, thank you. It's an entertaining occupation. I'd encourage any young man or young woman who want to get into something where the topics change every day to look at this as a viable opportunity.